This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
We are, as of today, just over a week out from a key date in the evolution of Obamacare. The health insurance exchanges open for business next Tuesday, October the 1st. And maybe you've seen an ad or two on the topic, either encouraging you to sign up or encouraging you not to.
Well, and I see you're new to Obamacare as well.
Yeah, I saw the ads and I figured, why not?
Take your pants off.
Now, thanks to Access Health Connecticut, just about everyone can get health insurance, and no one can be denied due to a pre-existing condition.
The changes in our health care system are a big concern to me. Obamacare is dangerous.
Amy, say hi to Chance. Without health insurance, you're playing with her. Too bad.
Peter Rubel is a professor of public policy, business, and medicine at Duke University. Peter, good to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Do these ads work, do you suppose?
It will scare people, and that will work, yes. I think that uncertainty is a very powerful emotion. Most people don't understand Obamacare. It's been three or more years since it's passed, and most people couldn't tell you more than one or two things about it. So all you have to do is raise the specter of a scary government. I've never seen the government more scary than in those ads.
Well,
and that will effectively make people fear Obamacare.
Yeah, you have to kind of see them to believe them. But it's, you know, Uncle Sam doing some intrusive medical procedures, shall we say.
With a creepy look on his face.
That's right. That's right. Let's look at the flip side of the coin for a second, because there are groups out there advertising for Obamacare and getting trying to get young people on board. But if I am a healthy 20-something, what these ads are trying to do, the pro-Obamacare ads, are to make me spend money for the common good. Does that usually work?
I think both sets of ads on pro-Obamacare, anti-Obamacare are working off fear. They're trying to make you scared of the government if they're anti-Obamacare, or scared of healthcare costs for those trying to promote Obamacare. And a young, healthy person has to decide, do I want to take my chances? Do I want to go without health insurance and risk financial devastation if something bad happens to me?
It's amazingly reminiscent of campaign ads, isn't it? Even though we're like in some off year.
And that's because this is about politics more than about anything else.
Does the inherently confusing nature of healthcare in this country play into this whole thing?
It does. It's why you can claim that Obamacare is socialized medicine when in fact it promotes private insurance at private hospitals.
So at the end of the day, in a year when Obamacare has passed what everybody sort of agrees is the first critical hurdle, will these ads against it have succeeded? Will the pro ads have worked? I mean, how do you see the balance coming down?
I think we're looking at Obamacare 1.0. It's going to be a rough release, and there are going to be bumps in the road. I'm mixing metaphors here. But we're not going to know in a year just how well it works. If nobody signs up for health insurance through the insurance exchanges, where the whole thing is in trouble. But somebody's going to sign up, and now we have to find out, do the insurance companies take a bath or do they make a little money? Do people have good experience with their health insurance or not? And that we'll know what's in time.
Peter Ubel at Duke University. Peter, thanks very much.
Thank you.